I think mine does it at 11:30 or something like that at night, because I'm usually way asleep by then.
Yeah.
And it'll back up my entire phone. So everything I did that day gets backed up. Nothing's lost.
Wow. So you can do that on a daily basis, and therefore you've got yourself protected.
Exactly. I have a guy coming Monday who has a job where he damaged his phone.
Mm-hmm.
No way to get all of his data off of it. He says, I can't get to the data because my charging port got damaged, and now we can't plug it into a computer or anything to back it up. And I said, do you have an SD drive? Yeah, but I don't know how to access that. So we had to go through that part.
Mm-hmm.
But then to be able to get to his, he says, I can't charge the phone to get the battery up and enough to get the data off the disk. And I said, well, you can take the disk out and put it in a computer. But if you didn't back up your contacts and stuff, all that's missing. So I said, come in Monday. We'll get you an external battery charger that'll plug into the wall that'll allow you to charge your battery externally. So you'll have to take it out of the phone. Mm-hmm. And some of these phones, you can't take the batteries out. But this
I've
one, he could.
Yeah.
And he can back that, charge that battery up on the wall, and then go put it back in there and get all of his data. So anyways, these are things that we try to teach people as we go along. But, you know, it never really becomes an urgent thing until you actually are faced with a dilemma where you may lose all your contacts and your photos and all those things.
Oh,
so let us try to help you this morning to back up.
Indeed. And it can happen at just the weirdest, most unusual moments that your phone could be compromised. I remember a time I was just simply, you know, putting food and water in my dog's dish. Right there in the old shirt pocket.
Yep.
Right into the water.
Oh, man.
First thing I did was, let's get a bowl of minute rice, put it out there, dry everything. Throw the phone in there, see if it dries it out a little bit. I got lucky one time.
Rice,
it drowned the phone. It wasn't going to help it.
There's a lot of misconceptions with rice.
Yeah.
Rice will pull the surface moisture, some of the surface moisture in, but 9 times out of 10, it can't get to the internal water. That water's going to stay in there for at least 72 hours. So you've got to be careful about getting your phones wet.
Yeah.
Water damage is the worst thing you can do to a phone.
Yeah. The first time it survived. The second time, it drowned. It drowned hard. And I had to go through everything that you're mentioning here. You know, did you back up? I don't know. Some, maybe. And in just transferring everything. It was just a mess. And folks, it could be avoided.
Well, right back now, if you're a person with an Android phone or an even Apple phone, think of how many contacts you have.
Oh, golly.
Just go in your mind and think of how many.
Family alone.
And if you don't have that backed up in some way, you're going to lose it all.
Oh, yeah.
And it can happen to anybody at any moment. You mm-hmm. can leave that on the back of your car and forget that you set the phone up there and back out of the driveway and run over it. I mean, it's just that simple. So if you don't know, be sure and contact us. NBR Electronics, we can help people with their phones, but we can't recover some of your stuff if it's damaged to that extent. You can't get that data off.
Ooh.
So we try to really promote people to pay attention, back up. We do it on the phones. You should do it on your computers. Always keep a backup.
Indeed. In fact, right now, so we don't get too backed up, we're going to take a little commercial break. What do you say, Charles?
That sounds good.
We've got a little bit more coming your way right here on Tech Talk, and we'll be back after this 1 minute, 5 second timeout.
A teacher takes a hand, opens a mind, and touches a heart. Hi, this is Pastor D at Spirit Church, encouraging you to go out of your way to thank a school teacher today. I'm the son of two educators and a product of Bartlesville Public Schools. Teachers were underappreciated, overworked, and underpaid before anyone heard of COVID-19. Today, the courage and creativity of our teachers is remarkable. Would you take a moment and write a note, lift up a prayer, or post something positive about a teacher? Your encouragement will mean so much. Let's share a little love and joy and peace today.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
All righty, you get here already there, Michael. All right, now it is 7:41 right here on Tech Talk, and we've got Charles Miller in here from NBR Electronics. You can get in on the conversation, too. We're not just sitting here just gabbing amongst ourselves. You're invited to call in if you have a question or a comment or something to share with us at 1-800-749-5936. We've been talking about backing up your phone, backing up your data, back up, back up, back up.
Yes, and I just got a text message from one of my customers that's been a regular customer for years, mm-hmm. and just sent me a text and asked, he's been listening to the show this morning, said, hey, how do I retrieve data from an SD drive after I've damaged a phone? He's got a phone that's damaged and wants to know how to retrieve that stuff off of an SD card. Hopefully everything's been assigned to back it up to that card. You have to set that up when you put your new disk in the phone. You have to go in and tell it what you want it to back up mm-hmm. to that disk. If you want contacts, photos, all that, you have to tell it. You check which ones you want it to go into that folders. But if you're listening now, here's what you need to do. You need to take that SD drive out, the small micro disk out. They make an adapter if you have a laptop that has a bigger SD drive. There's several different sizes. There's mm-hmm. the micro and the mini and then the standard SD. And if you plug that, those little adapters, you could plug that little one in there and then plug it into your laptop mm-hmm. and be able to go in then into your hard drive section and to be able to look at files. And then you'll find that drive and you can start to pull those files out. You can see one that says it's probably going to be a folder that has your DCIM folder that's going to have all of your photos on it. Mm-hmm. And then you can see a folder that's going to have your contacts. There's all these different ones that are going to list what's on there. And then you could back those up to a computer and still have that data loaded onto a computer. Or you can leave it on that micro disk, put it in a new phone if you broke the phone, and be able to pull that off of that phone. Mm-hmm. On that new phone, you can just bring it up, and it'll back up all those contacts to the phone. So that's how you do that.
Well, there's one safety valve.
Yeah, and there's videos out there, again, on sure, YouTube yeah, that will walk you through that. You just ask that question, and it'll lead you into how to withdraw that information onto your new phone.
Very good. Very good. We're talking with Charles Miller here with NBR Electronics. It is Tech Talk, and you're free to call in if you'd like at 1-800-749-5936. Toll free, and that'll get you through to us. We've been talking about backups. What else we got going on?
Well, just real quickly, I'm going to go through a fast iPhone backup.
Oh,
just
good.
So that people know how to do it. You go into your settings if you have an iPhone. Uh-huh. Up at the very top, you're going to see your name listed. And you tap where your picture or your name is at up there at the top, and it'll take you into another page, and down below you're going to see a button that says iCloud.
iCloud.
You hit the iCloud, then you scroll down a little bit further, and you're going to see one that says iCloud Backup. And then when you click on the iCloud Backup, it's going to give you an option to say, it'll tell you when it was last backed up, and then it'll tell you if you want to back up now.
Mm.
Whereas, like with mine, it says it was last backed up yesterday at 11:01 p.m.
There you go.
So
we were fast asleep.
It was already done. But if I did some work this morning and I wanted to back it up again, I could just hit backup now. Now, the thing is, you're going to have to need to be around Wi-Fi because it will not do it cellularly. It's going to back up around Wi-Fi. Hmm. So make sure that you're close to that it'll highlight it blue, and then you can kick it in and start doing your backups.
Very good. 1-800-749-5936. That is our number. I believe we have a caller on the line. And good morning. Hi, you're on Tech Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My question is this. If when you back your phone up, I'm at work. Apologies. You can either back it up to, doesn't Google have a cloud, and then Samsung has a cloud? Which cloud do I use, and how do I know which one to use?
Well, Gmail has its own cloud. If you have a Gmail account, some of your Androids, you can back up to the Gmail account. And that's usually going to be the one with your password. You're going to have your email address and password, your Gmail address. Then you're going to also have Google. Google has a way that you can set it up on their site as well. You can have a Google backup. So that's maybe something that you want to look at. And if you find the Google one, go into the Google settings, and then it'll show you, it'll walk you through the steps of how to back it up.
Okay, all right, so you would prefer the Google over just the Samsung cloud, because I'm sure they have one.
Yeah, there's an app on your phones that you call the Google Plus app. The Google Plus app will allow you to back up all your data onto that Google Plus app, and you can download that from the Play Store, and then you can log into your Google account when prompted. Then you can instantly upload, if you already have a Google Plus account. Enable instant uploads through the settings menu. You can go in there and say, just do this backup. And then you can just return to your screen and sync it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That clears some things up, because it's kind of murky, you know. I'm a little older. I'm not one of these kids that's been raised with the tech, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And as you get older, we don't keep up.
It's harder for us to grasp sometimes, it seems like.
Well, you've got this great tool on your phones called Google, and YouTube. Those places are going to show you how to back up an Android. Go in there, just ask that question, how do I back up my Android phone? It'll tell you how to do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate that.
Great. And I'm glad that he's out working this morning. and he's got the right ideas, too. This is what you need to do, because you lose all that information,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to lose it. This is an important feature of your phones that you really want to keep that data safe.
Indeed. And once again, folks, if you want to be on board, if you have a question like that, by the way, that was a darn good question. 1-800-749-5936 is the toll-free number to get a hold of us here at Tech Talk. Charles Miller.
Yeah, and, you know, today I was... I woke up this morning and I was dealing with my phone on some of the things that happened with it. In your emails, you know, a lot of times you're going to get scam emails that look like the original email that's supposed to be coming to you. I had one this morning with Square that said a customer was disgruntled and needed a refund. And a refund amount was listed. Well, the amount that they did, because these scammers are so good, they can get in and see on your previous mm-hmm. accounts about what you charge. And so they put the figure right close to one of my charges.
So I'm thinking, looks pretty real.
It looks pretty real. So I'm looking at that and I'm going, I don't know how I got a disgruntled. I mean, you do a repair, you know, they can either call you back if something didn't happen.
And around here they will.
Yeah, it's not going to be something that Square's going to send you a refund back to this person. They can't do that without your authorization anyways.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and logged into my Square account and went to disputes or whatever, and it says no disputes. So I knew immediately this is a scam site. And all they want you to do is to put in your credentials, to type in your email and password account to be able to get into that account to look at who sent this, wanted this refund. The moment you log into that, they've got all your information to
right
log
there.
Into your actual Square account and take your money.
Boy.
So just FYI, be really careful with those. I had three of them this morning.
I had one yesterday, and I just said to myself, okay, let's look at this again, because something wasn't right. The logo was from the United Post Office, United States Post Office, USPS, yeah. and Postal Service. And I'm thinking, well, this looks pretty authentic. And it said, your parcel was not delivered. Please, you know, go here in order to arrange for such and such. And then I looked at the email address. Since when did the United States Postal Service have an email account in the United Kingdom?
Yes. With probably
not UK.
With probably a Hotmail address.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, that's definite scam.
So, they can look so real. They copy. I mean, these are thieves. They steal the logos. They steal fonts and everything else. And if it looks like any other correspondence you may have had from a company, like you said with Square, which deals with your money.
Sure.
By golly, I mean, if you're not careful, if you're not vigilant, you're going to get taken for a ride.
Well, a good example of this is, you know, just how careful you need to be. I use QuickBooks online.
Yes.
Which, it's a different program than the actual QuickBooks. It's an online version, which means everything I do with them is through the internet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go onto my local computer and store any information. Mm-hmm. It's all stored in their cloud up at QuickBooks.
Mm.
So if their site goes down, let's say they got hammered today with some kind of a virus and it just shut them down, I won't have any business. Mm. I can't log into my invoices or anything. So I'm kind of in a catch-22 when you go to this online thing. They supposedly have tons of backups, but a couple of times it has locked me out to where I couldn't get in. Now, the other day, being on the computer, I was doing some bookkeeping, paying some taxes with the sales tax and so forth on the Oklahoma website, and somehow some sneaky guy came in the back door a little bit and saw my computer online, even though I have, you know, virus protection or any kind of protection, internet protection, it still got through a little bit to where he could get to my QuickBooks account. And he saw my QuickBooks page opened and was trying to log into it, trying to use passcodes to get into it. But while he did that, he locked my program out, because you can only make so many tries and attempts, and it locks you out of your own site. So then you have to contact them and get it all reinstated. You have to change your passwords and everything. So I went to go use my app. Immediately, I watched it say, "You've been logged out. Re-log in." So I went to log in, and it would not recognize my email or my password. So then I had to go online with, I had to get on the phone with these people, and we had to go through and reset all my username and password to get back into my business profile.
Wow.
So that's how serious this stuff is. People don't realize how vulnerable all of our systems are, and you need to be cautious about it. So I had to call my buddy, who's a computer guy, and not Charles, because he's out of town. I called a friend of mine and said, "Hey, now, what do I need to do?" And Jimmy at Williams Computer, he said, "Here's what you need to go do." And so I set it up. Now my computer's watching that back door a little better than it was. So I'm going to hopefully not have that happen again.
Very good. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to have more of Tech Talk coming up in just a moment with Charles Miller with NBR Electronics after this 1 minute, 2 second timeout.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
January is the month to shop Roman Chevrolet Buick, your Silverado City in Independence, for military and student discounts. Check out the sharp 2021 Chevrolet Trax. MSRP is $23,850, but at Roman's, you pay $19,900. Looking for a pre-owned Silverado? Roman's has more than 20 with thousands in savings. Special discounts this month for all military, active, and retired, as well as students. Brand new or pre-owned, shop the huge selection online or stop by 2313 West Main in Independence. Romans, your Silverado City.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And it's Tech Talk. I'm Tom. And, of course, we have Charles Miller from NBR Electronics with us. And your phone calls at 1-800-749-5936. Charles?
Boy, I sure enjoyed that intro.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, old keyboard man you are.
Yeah, I play that one every once in a while on the keyboard just to kind of jam it up. Yeah, it was funny because this is the great thing about technology. You know, you go to YouTube, and I was going through there one day looking for something else. I'm building a log home in the future, so I'm sitting here studying all these things. And I came across this video, showed a picture of Stevie Wonder sitting next to this one comedy actor, and they were sitting in the car singing together. So I kicked it on, and they must have sang 20 of Stevie's songs in the car while they're driving down
carpool
the road.
Carpool karaoke.
They were just doing carpool karaoke. Man, it was just great. I was like, man, I love Stevie because he just had such great music. It was just all catchy tunes, and it was just fun to watch.
Oh, God, yes. Let's go to the phone chat real quick. Hi, good morning. You're on the air, and welcome to Tech Talk.
Oh, I have one more question for
you.
Yeah,
sure.
I got a phone call the other night from this woman, and she had said she got my phone number and my email address through a political party site. And then she said, I'm going to send you an email, and it's got a couple of links in it. I want you to go to them and check them out. Now, we carried on a pretty good conversation on the phone. I don't remember that. I don't think I ever got the email she was telling me about. But my question is, how do you know if a link is a bad link? I mean, what, you click on one thing, and then everything's just gone. How do you know if it's a trusted site?
You know, this is my rule of thumb for me. I don't know how to tell everybody else to do it. But anytime I deal with, like, somebody from a campaign calling me, and they were trying to get me to donate funds to help out in the campaign, a lot of times when they would call me, I would automatically tell them, now, where is this campaign headquarters? And then they would tell me.
She wasn't really soliciting me for money because I have more or less asked her. I said, is this, she said, no, I just want you to see these links. And I'm going, and I'm, you know, after I hung up, I'm thinking to myself,
yeah,
what if one of these is a hot link to something I shouldn't be on, and they get all of my information, credit card information.
Yes,
whatever.
Yes. You definitely don't want to do those things. Don't go to something you don't know or trust. And
sir,
I had a gentleman in my shop that he was contacted by one of the political organizations, and he was donating to the Trump campaign, and he was giving his money, and they were taking it from his credit card every month, the same amount, which he didn't authorize. He only did it the one-time payment. But he thought, well, it's going to my campaign, so I'll just go ahead and let him take it. Well, he found out later it was going to the Democratic Party. It wasn't even going to a Republican Party.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he had to go back and fight that. He's in court now trying to get his money back from that. And they had gotten $12,000, $13,000 from him.
Ooh, boy.
Holy smokes.
So, you know, and the guy's not a poor man, but he said, you know, I thought it was going to my campaign.
Yeah, you don't want your money going where it doesn't.
It was going to the totally opposite. It was going to the opponent, not going to, you know, not going to his person.
I mean, that's just flat out fraud.
It is.
I mean?
And so he's trying to get his money back now, and he's just angry about it. But I told him, don't ever give those people that kind of thing. I contact who I want to in that. I will find out where the party headquarters are, and I will send that donation myself. I don't allow them
just
to take
directly,
it. Yeah. I do that directly. So that's just a rule of thumb for me. And don't open something you don't know. Just stay out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just safety for you.
That makes sense. You know, that makes sense. I've actually gotten phone calls in the past from, like, I can't think of the particular one right now off the top of my head, but I went ahead and said, well, yeah, okay, they wanted you to do this or this or this. And then I turned around and said, well, I've got to go. I've got them busy or whatever. Got online, pulled up their website, called the number that was there, and ended up talking to the same person. You know, I'm like,
how do you like that?
Well, I'm glad that I did what I did, though, because at least I,
I made sure.
Yes.
And that's all. That's the only thing we asked.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning. I think we're ending our show. I'm Charles with NBR Electronics. You can come and see me at the radio station here at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips, where my offices are located.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville. This